this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it was a star of wonder, star of night, and a star with royal beauty bright. Known by such names as the Star of Bethlehem, the Christmas Star, and the Star in the East, its presence at the birth of Jesus has become an integral part of the Christmas story. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be celebrating the appearance of that star and Christmas. Coming up this, When They Saw the Star, They Rejoiced Exceedingly with Great Joy, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. One of the starriest Christmas songs is, of course, We Three Kings, written by John Henry Hopkins, rector of the Christ Episcopal Church in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, which describes the Christmas star as being a star of wonder, a star of night, a star with royal beauty bright, and a star of perfect guiding light. This is the Clare Lynch Band with their jazzy ruminations on the tune. Thank you. The Clare Lynch Band putting some nice holiday moves on We Three Kings from their all-seasonal album, Holiday. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown in our third installment on the many traditions of Christmas. This time around, we'll be looking at one of the biggest, if not the brightest, of them all, the Star of Bethlehem, the star that rose in the east and led the wise men, or magi, to Bethlehem, where they worshiped the infant Jesus and showered him with gifts. Starlight, star bright, the wise men followed his star that night. This is Larry Sparks.
Follow the star that led to the manger. When you're lost in this world, alone in the dark, look for the light that leads to the Savior. Wherever you are, follow the star. Three men on the road to the city of David, weary and cold, having traveled so far, still not knowing how to find him called Jesus. They trusted the Lord and followed the star. Follow the star that led to when you're lost in this world, alone in the dark, look for the light that leads to the Savior. Wherever you are, follow the star. I still love the story. That first Christmas night, so dear to my heart, wise men still seek the King and his glory. If you lose your way, follow the star. Follow the star that led to the manger. When you're lost in this world, alone in the dark, look for the light that leads to the Savior. Wherever you are, follow the star.
the shepherds kept their watch out on the hillside. An angel of the Lord to them appeared to bear the message of the Savior's coming. While the sound of the heavenly chorus shine bright. Let his love fill up your heart and follow the star. The three wise men rode their camels in to the desert, bearing gifts for the newborn king. When behold, a star appeared from up in the heavens to guide them on their way to Bethlehem. Follow the star. Shine bright. Let his love fill up your heart and follow the star. Follow the star from up above until you reach that holy place where Jesus is born. In the dark of night, oh, it will shine bright. Let the joy ring out in your heart. Follow the star. Oh, lift up your humble heart. Follow the star.
Rick Lang with a vocal boost from Karen Lincoln Wilbur, dispensing some sound wisdom with Follow the Star from his The Season of My Heart release. And Larry Sparks gave us Matthew's Nativity Story with a tune by the same name on his The Last Suit You Wear recording. That one was written by Larry Cordell and Tim Stafford, if you're wondering why it was so good. New Blue will give us a unique perspective on the Christmas story with this song, told from an unexpected point of view. This is Shine.
It's a cold night here in Bethlehem. My instructions were quite clear. Travel south from Jerusalem and told to rest right here. There's an old farmhouse, an angel, and a manger in a barn. There's a couple with a newborn baby in their arms. It's no ordinary evening. I'm not sure what else I'll see. I was told there will be others. They'll be looking first for me. So I'll shine. I'll shine. I'll be dark in the night, yeah, I'll shine. There are three men in the distance, wearing beaded crowns. They carry myrrh and incense to this humble little town. They have heard of a blessed child that they have come to see. Traveled over many miles because they believed. Their eyes are looking upward as if looking for a guide. I guess that's why I'm here tonight. So I'll brightly shine.
New Blue shedding some new light on the nativity scene with a song told from the star's perspective, Shine, the title track to their Vauxhall recording. That's about as fine a piece of writing as it gets. We'll let Jerry Douglas get us on through our first time out with Away in a Manger from the Sugar Plums Christmas anthology, because the stars in the heavens looked down where he lay. Higgs, and we'll continue following that yonder star with Doyle Lawson, Ralph Stanley, Jackie Kincaid, and Norman and Nancy Blake, immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thank you.
We're back, still following that mysterious star in the east, which has inspired and sometimes confounded Christian scholars, theologians, and scientists alike for over 2,000 years. Was it a miraculous sign, the Shekinah glory of God, or some astronomical object like a comet, supernova, planetary conjunction, heliacal rising, or a double occultation? I'm not making this stuff up. Whatever it was, probably isn't as important as the story itself. As Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Lucinda Franks put it, the ancient dream, a cold, clear night made brilliant by a glorious star, the smell of incense, shepherds and wise men falling to their knees in adoration of the sweet baby, the incarnation of perfect love.
Star of Bethlehem, shine on.
wrapped in the silence of midnight. Bethlehem town is asleep. Out on the starlighted hillside, shepherds are watching their sheep. Lord, from afar shines forth a star, blazing with glory anew. Token and sign,
if you're going to hitch your wagon to a star, make sure it's the Star of Bethlehem. That was Doyle Lawson with Bethlehem Star from his Merry Christmas from Our House to Yours project. And Ralph Stanley and Connie Smith led things off with probably the best-known bluegrass star song, Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, which the duo renders to perfection on Ralph's big 2-CD endeavor, Clinch Mountain Country. Beautiful Star Bethlehem was written by Fisher Boyce while he and his family were living on a dairy farm near Murfreesboro, Tennessee, back in the late 30s. Quote, "I got up one Sunday morning to write it down," Boyce recalled, when his train of thought was interrupted by all the racket made by his kids singing. Boyce fled to the relative silence of the barn where Beautiful Star of Bethlehem was born. Quote, "The words and melody got in my mind till I could hardly sleep at night," end of quote. Thank God for Mr. Boyce's insomnia, eh? Here's a great tune that is known by a variety of names, including, but not limited to, Bruce's March, Freemason's March, Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine, St. Patrick's March, and the Star of Bethlehem. The latter title suggests that the tune may have been used in a once popular religious song, commencing with the words, "When marshaled on the nightly plain, the glimmering host illumined the sky." This is Norman and Nancy Blake et al. With the Star of Bethlehem. Thank you.
silent night, the stars shine bright, a baby would soon be born. He had nowhere to sleep but beside the sheep, by candlelight in a stranger's barn. Shepherds gathered round to see this special child. 'Twas peace like never before. A star over Bethlehem, a child in a manger, and love across the world. Told today, we still celebrate the birth of a child who came into our lives to bring hope on Christmas Day. Shepherds gathered round to see this special child. 'Twas peace like never before. A star over Bethlehem, a child in a manger, and love across the world. Shepherds gathered round to see this special child. 'Twas peace like never before. A star over Bethlehem, a child in a manger, and love across the world. A star over Bethlehem, a child in a manger, and love across the world.
Jackie Kincaid singing his original Christmas single, Star Over Bethlehem, preceded by Norman and Nancy Blake, James Bryan and Company, playing a great old-timer, Star of Bethlehem, on their fine and Americana Christmas outing. Star of Bethlehem was so well played, we'll let Norman and Nancy and friends take us on through our Lumen Break with another fine old-timer from An Americana Christmas, which solidly captures the feel of our theme. This is Star of the East.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll continue looking to the heavens in search of the supernatural right after our forthcoming break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned with a couple of well-known Christmas carols that shed more light, if you will, on the Star of the East. The first is of Cornish origin and was first published in 1823 in a book entitled Carols Ancient and Modern, edited by an English solicitor, William Sandys. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. This is Wyoming's Loose Ties with the First Noel.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields as they lay. On a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in.
Fears of
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie, above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Rhonda Vincent singing O Little Town of Bethlehem from her Christmastime release. That one was written by Phillips Brooks, an Episcopal priest at the Church of the Holy Trinity in Philadelphia in 1868, inspired by his visit to Bethlehem and the Holy Land 3 years prior. The melody was composed by the church's organist, Louis Redner, who was, quote, roused from his sleep late in the night, hearing an angel strain whispering in my ear, and seizing a piece of music paper, I jotted down the treble of the tune as we now have it, end of quote. You're hearing the sounds of the season and songs about that beautiful star, Bethlehem, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Scott Smith produces this shindig. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be contacted at bluegrass@wpln.org. It's been said that stars are openings in heaven where our loved ones shine bright and let us know they are happy. Here's a tune Jake Speed wrote about his beautiful 2-year-old cousin Isabella, who shone her final smile on December 25th, 2003. He writes, "This song is for her mother, who misses her so dearly. We know sweet Isabella shines her Christmas star on us all."
Shine, Christmas star, bright, beautiful Christmas star, light the Christmas sky. Shine, 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 Christmas star, shine and show me where you are. Twinkle of my eye, shine, 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 shine. Don't you cry, I'm beside you here tonight. Don't you weep, I know you're deep in heavenly sleep. Just take time to shine, shine, shine one time. Christmas star, shine, Christmas star, I can see you shine afar. You light up my eyes. Shine, 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 shine. I see you, I'm beside you here tonight. I see, I know you're deep in heavenly sleep. Just take time to shine, shine, shine one time. Christmas star. Don't you cry, I'm beside you here tonight. Don't you weep, I sleep. Just take time to shine, shine, shine one time for me, Christmas star. Shine on for me, Christmas star. Shine on for me, Christmas star.
The Urban Monroes with Underneath the Stars is found on their Playing in the Snow recording. And Jake Speed and the Freddies were in the leadoff spot with Christmas Star from their Losannaville release. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The words to the carol were written by a French wine merchant named Placide Capot in 1843 to celebrate the newly renovated church organ in his town. 4 years later, French composer Adolphe Adam wrote the melody, and the rest, as they say, is caroling history. Dan Crary will take us on home with O Holy Night from his holiday guitar CD.
Thank you.
And on that high, happy, as that great bluegrass artist Harry Belafonte once put it, there's a star in the east on Christmas morn. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and Merry Christmas. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be going back to the tail end of 1978, when, among other things, Dave Evans and Lenny Centers formed the group River Bend. Eddie Stubbs plays his first show with the Johnson Mountain Boys, Lester Flatt suffers a cerebral hemorrhage, and Larry Sparks opens a record shop in Richmond, Indiana. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be nothing but 40-year-old nuggets of joy on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.